This is Viva Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
The year was 1302 BC. Bethlehem, the house of bread, was hit by famine and food was premium and in short supply. One among the many other adventurous, ambitious families which decided to migrate to greener pastures was the family of Elimelech. The narrative recorded for us in the book of Ruth tells us about Naomi, the happy matriarch of the family with two sons, Mahlon and Chilion. Note that, leaving a famine-stricken country, she describes herself as being full. She perhaps felt that her life got fuller when her sons married Moabite girls and the family was complete. But before the grandchildren came along, life turned topsy-turvy, as it often does. Naomi was suddenly left without husband or sons. Whatever filled her life was now empty. Bitterness slowly filled that empty place. When her foreign daughters-in-law offered to stay with her and journey back to her homeland, bitterness blinded her to their love and loyalty. Nor did they feel like her support system. Bitterness had taken root and was killing all shoots of hope and light. She looked ahead at the road of their lives with bitter glasses, and she could see nothing good. Shades of grey edging towards darkness, but no glimmer of hope. Bitterly she bemoaned the fact that tragedy had hit her at an age when she had no opportunity to move on or help her daughters-in-law. But she felt her daughters-in-law could move on. Ruth's obstinate loyalty to Naomi, her people and her God, did nothing to dispel the gloom of hopelessness that had grown out of the root of bitterness in Naomi's heart. And so as Naomi came back full circle to the town of her youth, she felt no pleasantness. She recognized that life was full of bitterness. And like we all do in our bitterness, she blamed God for dealing bitterly with her. Bitterness can be like colored eyeglasses we wear. Everything takes on the dark shades of bitterness. Even God seemed bitter, seen through her embittered gaze. The welcome of her old friends was returned with a bitter change of name that she gave herself, Mara. Naomi's pleasant, confident, happy personality had changed to one which she herself recognized as bitterness. It didn't happen instantly. The root of bitterness that came with grief and loss of the men in her life took root and slowly rooted out hope. The memory of the righteous is to be a blessing that brings peace and kind of joy. But bitterness rooted that out as well. Appreciation, thankfulness, friendship, kinship, all of them dissolved as bitterness spread its root in Naomi's heart. But Naomi had done one thing right. She left the place of her sorrow and grief and returned to the balm of Gilead. And back in Bethlehem, how that balm healed her. Settling down to a life of poverty, shame and uncertainty, one would expect bitterness to increase. But strangely, altruism crept in. Naomi began to take steps to bring security and joy to Ruth's life. And as she did so, bitterness began to dry up. Hope began to flicker. Boaz's kindness seemed to become infectious. And as Naomi fed kind thoughts towards Boaz and Ruth, bitter roots began to wither away. Until when the women of Bethlehem put Ruth's little baby into Naomi's lap, he became to her God's promise to renew her life and sustain her in her old age. As Naomi yielded herself to the inexplicably, sovereignly amazing will of God, as she allowed the Lord to fit her into the genealogy of the Savior, into God's far-reaching plan of salvation for all humans, Naomi moved back from Mara to blessed. Bitterness creeps in subtly as we look at and listen to others. hurtful words, painful circumstances, unjust labels, loss of legitimate pleasures, perhaps robbing of rightful inheritance, tangible or intangible. All those things that confound our minds and leave us helpless, feelings that leave us trapped with no way out, all open the door to bitterness, which will creep in, take residence, and kill all hope and joy, kindness and compassion, transforming our personalities into a bitter, unpleasant one. Are you wondering where the magnetic joy you exuded earlier in life has gone? Are you upset that as soon as you begin to speak, your listeners begin to melt away because your words are bitter? Perhaps you need to check for the root of bitterness that is killing your pleasant personality and causing your tongue to speak bitter words. Words that charge your surroundings with your caustic comments and bitter reactions. Precious listener, you can dry up the root of bitterness. Stop striving in your moabs of disappointment, pain and suffering. Return to the balm of Gilead. Return to your place of healing and rest, which only God can give. And the God of peace and the peace of God will fit you into His plan of life. And you will experience truly abundant living. Bitterness kills joy. Kindness doubles it.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164. +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.